We are joined now by Anna Richards, who heads up the Chapel Hill Carrboro NAACP and was also there last night. How are you?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm doing good.
You did a great job last night,
thank you,
by the way.
Thank you. The candidates did a better job, I think. I got done with that forum, and six candidates up there on the board. And I'm thinking, how difficult is it going to be to choose four of those six candidates? And also, so that's the difficult thing. That's a hard decision, and that's tough. I don't think there's a wrong answer, though, considering what we heard from the candidates. Maybe some better than others, but they're all really, really smart people.
And
it was a good conversation.
I have to say, as one of the sponsoring organizations, it was very gratifying to have so many people come out.
Mm-hmm.
Town hall was full.
Yeah.
There were
people in an overflow room, weren't there?
There was an overflow room. And to me, that's the exciting part. I think we've seen a lot of energy. We had several people running for office for the first time. I think evidence of this renewed interest in being a participant and not on the sidelines.
Mm-hmm.
And again, we had a couple pediatricians. You got a school curriculum expert.
Yep.
In addition to a person under 25.
Mm-hmm.
And then the incumbents. Well, I was, unfortunately, one of the new folks who came into the race wasn't able to be there last night.
Ryan Brumman,
Yes. But overall, I thought great discussion, and I wondered how you were going to be able to get through all those questions and give everybody kind of, you know, an equal chance. And so the 60-second, 30-second, and the rotation.
That was really good.
I thought it worked really well.
Yeah, that I cannot take credit for that. Emily with the league or the PTA
league.
Council, the league,
league,
right?
Yeah,
she put together that format, and I thought it worked really
perfect.
Well. The slides were up
really
there and everything.
Perfect.
If you're listening and you weren't at the forum, all of this makes absolutely no sense to you. But there is the link that we'll have to, and I know it's, I think it's up on the web now.
Mm-hmm.
We just have to get the link to it and post it on Chapelboro. But it really was a terrific forum, and difficult to distinguish the candidates in terms of strengths and weaknesses. But a number of really important issues came out, and you started to see some of the candidates really sort of honing in on their points. Calvin Deutschmann, who's the 24-year-old, spent a lot of time talking about equity. You had Kim Talikoff, who's one of the two pediatricians, focusing on curriculum. Marianne Wolf is the curriculum expert, focused on the whole child.
Mm-hmm.
You had the incumbents, James Baird and Joel Hall Brown, who brought their expertise to the table. And Amy Fowler, the other pediatrician, also bringing her expertise. So, yeah, good conversation all around.
So. Themes, I think there was common thinking around wanting the district to be excellent for all students and to give every student an opportunity to max out their potential. And so I thought that if I had to pick one theme for the night, I think that. And so from our standpoint, we applaud that thinking. It certainly addresses one of our key concerns in the education system, which is just that, making sure that every child comes and participates in a system where the expectation is that they will excel and that they will learn and that they are capable of learning and that the system works to meet a child where they are and help support them moving forward. So,
and I think expectation is so important too, because if you set expectations, if you set that bar low for students when they're in those early grades, that carries forward, and that's and to the detriment of the student who can achieve so much. One of the candidates, and I can't remember who it was, said last night that there in one school was the area for gifted students, and there were some of her students who. His or her, I think it was her students, who told her that they didn't realize they were allowed to go in there. They thought they were banned from going into the area for gifted students, which is just sad.
The gifted trailer. And so this notion of a hybrid classrooms and the distinction of the question as to whether or not tracking is really best for either student, for the student that may be in the higher track, and the challenge of putting students together and creating a curriculum where students who are capable and able to accelerate or take on more work are able to do that, and then students who need more supports are able to get that without the labels, without the really the expectation, oh, you're the smart kids. So I think that right now there's a couple, I'll call them pilots, going on in the district. And again, what came out there was if you're going to implement a change, which hybrid classrooms, major change. It's all about the implementation.
You got to do it right.
So communication with parents, leadership and engagement, involvement by students and teachers. But the one program was really led by teachers, was a teacher's idea, lots of communication in school and at home. So there's a way, I think, and that's the other thing that struck me, is that there's lots of ways to do stuff, and some folks are being more successful at it than we are. So getting those lessons learned. And the other thing was that there are pockets in our district where one school is doing well or one school is trying an innovative idea. So increasing the cross-fertilization between schools. And I think lastly, for me at least, what stuck out was the need for good leadership. So the principal sets the tone in the building, holding people accountable for what that tone is, and that impacts not only student performance, but teacher turnover, which was another topic last night, as well as parent interaction and staff interaction with both student and parent. So leadership, not only from the school board, but from the superintendent, and holding folks accountable by building, I think was one of the other things I heard come out.
Speaking with Anna Richards, Chapel Hill Carborough NAACP, chapelhillcarborough.wordpress.com is the website if you want to find out more about the Chapel Hill Carborough chapter. And we're talking about this forum that was last night that I moderated, that Anna was at, along with 100 other people, just packed the town council chambers, which I thought was terrific, with six great candidates up there on the panel. So, and that was one of three, right? The other one was for Chapel Hill alderman candidates and the two mayoral candidates, and also for Chapel Hill town council candidates. So there have now been three forums that the NAACP has co-sponsored. Will the NAACP be endorsing candidates?
We are nonpartisan.
Okay.
So what we want folks to do is go vote.
Yep.
Vote early, and exercise that precious right that we have. Folks have sacrificed for us to have that right, and so we don't endorse.
You don't endorse. Well, without endorsing, then, if you're a voter who is in Chapel Hill, in Carborough, in that school district, and looking for candidates, having heard from all of the candidates in Carborough and in Chapel Hill and for the school board, what are the issues that voters should be looking for, and what are the things that you want the candidates to be saying heading into this election cycle?
Well, I mentioned equity, and in this case, some folks think about equity as something that only benefits brown and black students, and that's not the case. Equity says that every child, whether that child is an exceptional child in terms of their learning differences, or has special needs, or is socioeconomically a deprived child or has English as a second language, every child in the district should be comfortable that they are in a place where they are welcome and they can learn.
Yep.
And so for me, I want to hear someone who's strongly committed to that and is, as a board member, recognizing they can't, there are a lot of things they can't do. The board really only hires one person, and that's the superintendent. They only have one employee. But I do look to the board for accountability, and there are representatives duly elected. And so I really want to hear a strong desire for equity for all students, expectations high for all students, accountability of the superintendent and what goes on in the district, and to have a board that feels like it's that's their job to hold folks accountable. And they're accountable to the community. So I also think what experience people bring to the job is important. It's a complicated business, and it is a business. There are a lot of financial considerations. Chapel Hill has invested a lot in our system. So for us to have the biggest achievement gap in the state, and someone told me today, second in the country in terms of the gap.
It may well be,
That's shocking and something that I think we should all be concerned about. And I want to hear board members talk about that.
Especially for as much as we have talked about it, there needs to be some kind of change on the ground to address that.
And
some newer direction.
Some of what folks say, and then this is what I don't want to hear. I don't want to hear, let's fix the kids.
Yeah.
So some of it was, well, we need more tutoring and we need mentors, and that, been there, done that. That's kind of the same old that we've tried over the years, and that clearly has not worked. So there needs to be some systemic changes and a culture of excellence and a culture of expectations. So I listen out for, are they talking about systemic changes within our district and within the culture and the environment, or are they talking about fixing the kids? So to me, that's something I listen for.
What about the town boards, Chapel Hill and Carrboro?
I think those jobs, I think accountability really gets to be an issue. And I haven't lived here that long, so I've only been here since 2013. This time of year, we hear a lot of the right things, and I'd like to see more proactive addressing of things for the entire community.
Speaking with Anna Richards, Chapel Hill Carrboro NAACP, events coming up that people want to know about?
Well, one of the things I want to invite your listeners, we're in the middle, almost at the end of developing a strategic plan for the NAACP. And one of the things we want to do in November is what we call listening sessions. We'll come, anybody who wants to hear what we're planning to do, if you got 10 or more people and you want us to come share with you what our priorities are and what our strategies are and give us some feedback. You know, are we on track? Are these real problems in our community? Are they things that we should be working to change across the community or improve or you know, invite people to be a part of that that effort. But go out to the website, send us an email and say, hey, I got, you know, my book club that would love to hear more about what the NAACP is doing. So we're planning those. Really, it's the first 3 weeks of November with Thanksgiving in there. So if you're interested, if you have a group of people, if you want to just hear more about some of the strategies that lie ahead, send us an email. We'll see if we can get you on the calendar.
Awesome.
So
Chapel Hill Carborough NAACP.wordpress.com, or just head to Google and Google it, Chapel Hill Carborough NAACP. It'll come right up. Anna Richards, thank you so much.
All right. Thank you.